He'll be back next Sunday, so you'll have to bear with me this morning as we try to do our service this morning. I'll lead it. We have some other ones that'll be participating in the service as well this morning, and hopefully it'll be an enjoyable time this morning. So I'm going to ask everybody to participate here this morning by our opening numbers, call to worship. The first one's 658. I'll be the leader here, and everybody else can fill in on the everybody on the reading here. So page 658 this morning. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards him. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Okay, let's turn to page 654. And change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Okay, page number 662. As you know, I'm not Rob, so Rob's the singer. I think we missed something there, but that's okay. So 662, and then what we do, jump into 663? Okay, twice on 662 and twice on 663.
With all my heart, I want to love you, Lord, and will my life each day to know you more. All that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you only with all my heart. All my heart, I want to love you, Lord, and live my life each day to know you. All that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you only with all my heart. Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. Sacrifice, Lord, I offer.
be standing for a 655 sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. A living sanctuary for you. And let's try it, I guess, a cappella. We'll try that. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, be a living sanctuary for you. Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Good job. This time we'll go to our Heavenly Father in prayer this morning. Are there any prayer requests or thanks or concerns you'd like to bring up this morning? Hey, any others? Doctor's appointment coming up, right? Sometime? Right? 22nd? And you'll find out what your next step is. Okay, next surgery is. Okay, so let's remember that too, okay? Yeah, and remember Wendy, Pastor Rob said last week she is home now and haven't heard any more from him saying how she's getting along, but nurses coming in and each day, and I'm sure her recuperation will probably be better as being home, so around her family, so continue to remember them. If you have a chance, I'm not sure if they're in our directory, but send them a card. Send her a card or let her know that you're thinking about them. And, okay, any unspoken requests this morning may be shown with an uplift of a hand. And I'm going to ask Donnie if he'll lead us in our morning prayer this morning. Okay, thank you. Always forget this. Margie, the downstairs today? Okay, we'll dismiss the young ones to go downstairs, and we'll turn to page number 493. Glory to his name, 493.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. My heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad that I entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. My heart was the blood of mine. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory. my heart was a flood of pride. Glory to his name.
Okay, good job singing this morning. Thank you for doing that. For announcements this morning, things coming up on the bulletin. We're halfway through January already. That's hard to believe. More than half. Things coming up. Next Sunday, we'll have our regular morning services. It's Sunday school at 9:30. Morning worship at 10:45. Sunday school elections will be after Sunday school, between Sunday school and church next Sunday morning. And also, it's the ladies' soup and sandwich sales. Any of the ladies have anything they want to add on that, other than that'll be after church next week, right? So get soup, sandwich, okay, value pack, value meal or something, I guess we call it, right? So $5 value meal. But if you never shared that with us, it's enjoyable. I think the ladies normally do 3 or 4 different kinds of soup, have two different types of sandwiches. I think they provide some chips and stuff that go along with that, and snacks, I'm sorry, and dessert and drink, okay? So if you haven't done it before, share it with us. The proceeds go to the ladies group to help fund some of the projects you do throughout the year, I think. So, okay? So that is next Sunday after church. Next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, we'll have choir practice, 7 o'clock prayer and praise service. Super bowling at Tonytown will be coming up on February the 2nd, 2 weeks from today at 1 o'clock. Rob will have probably more details on that for next week, the cost and the thing, so, but put it on your calendars. And the Sweetheart Breakfast has been moved back to Saturday the 15th of February at 9 o'clock. That's when the men serve the ladies breakfast that morning, and then the men will enjoy their breakfast after the ladies eat, and then clean up while they have their the ladies will have their meeting. So any other announcements today? Okay, if there's no other announcements, we'll ask the ushers come forward, and we'll take up our morning offering. Father, we come to thee this morning thanking thee for this opportunity to be in thy house of worship. We thank you for each and every one that came out this morning, each and every one who gave of their means this morning in our offering, and we thank you that it might be used to the uplift of your kingdom, and we bless it to you, Father, this morning. Again, we thank you for the day and your many blessings upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, moving on, we have some birthdays today. Actually, I think we have 3 that we know of. Is there any others? We'll do our birthday prayer. I'll get them to come forward. We have Ted, Faye, and Roy. Is there any others? Okay, we sang to them once already this morning. So we'll just do the birthday prayer here this morning. But hope you all have a nice birthday. I think tomorrow is Faye's and Roy's, right? And Ted, yours is on Tuesday, correct? So hopefully... Oh, and that's right. Brooke, she'll be 18, right? Okay, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thee this morning thanking thee for this opportunity to share this morning the birthdays of the 3 individuals who are up here this morning. And we thank you for Ted and Faye, who's been a part of our church here for many years. And we ask that you'll give them a nice birthday tomorrow and Tuesday. And we thank you, Father, for them sharing with us here at the church and all that they do to help out here. And we think of Roy, whose birthday is tomorrow here on the other side of me, and we thank you, Father, for him and all that he does here at the church and making sure that his family gets here each and every Sunday. And we thank you for everything he does here at the church, and give him a good birthday tomorrow as well. And then Faye said about Brooke, who's not with us this morning, but it's hard to believe that she's 18, going to be 18, and we hope that she has a good birthday as well. So we thank you for the three individuals here. Continue to bless them and give them health and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. And happy birthday. Thank you. Okay. Moving on this morning, we got special music. And the initials were DC, and we have so many DCs in here, but it was a relief to all of us when we found it was Denise Cole. So for all the other DCs, we were relieved to know that it was Denise. So we'll let her come forward and do her whatever she's going to be presenting for us here this morning. So.
Such a diverse crowd over a period of time which staggers the imagination. Jesus is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. The Word is alive, and it cuts like the sword through the darkness. The message of life to the hopeless and afraid, breathing life into all who believe. The Word is alive.
Okay, Denise, we thank you for that. And we were fortunate enough, well, it's been a long time ago, to go down to see Casting Crowns in Baltimore. And let me turn this off so I don't get a feedback here. So is that off now? I'm not used to wearing this thing. Bear with me this morning. I'm just filling in this morning. I'm going to actually do some walking around this morning. I'm not going to stand from the pulpit. I'm not preaching. I'm just leading. But back to Casting Crowns, a good group. Most of their, all their songs are very inspirational and words right from the Bible. And so thank you, Denise, for doing that this morning. And good job. So, all right. Well, this morning, when I knew Rob was going away to clergy couple retreat, I thought, what can I do this morning that don't bore you to death? So I did forget to tell you guys to pack a lunch today because it might get a little lengthy. So you can see I packed mine. Maybe I'll have enough in here I can share with you this morning. I'm not sure. But I got to thinking, what can I do that would be a little differing, that wouldn't be so boring? So I don't have scripture to read per se, but hopefully everything we do this morning will be from the Bible, because I'm going to ask you all to participate. I'm actually going to pick on 9 individuals this morning. Actually, 10. Let's make it 10. Hopefully we'll have enough time to get through it, so we can't dwell on each one very long. But in my box here, everybody normally likes, especially the kids, when it's revival time, object lessons. So normally the kids always like to hear an object lesson. So what Rob would usually do during revival, ask somebody to bring something in that Pastor Rob and whoever the pastor is there that night can actually come up with something from the Bible to associate with what that person had brought, a Bible story or some kind of illustration from the Bible. So I have 10 things in my box here. The 11th thing, don't pull that out if I ask you to pull. I have a towel in there actually to keep things from juggling together so bad. The towel is not one of the objects. I'll let you know ahead of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk around just at random, ask somebody to pick something from my box. They can tell me what they picked, okay? If they like to share with me what they can think from the Bible, what that object might mean, they can do it, or they can pass it on to the crowd to come up with an object. I did come up with one. Doesn't mean there's not more than one. It could be more than one. So we'll see. If you can't come up with it, I'll share with the one that I have. So if I pick on you to come up from my box, and I'm looking at Cindy right here, I think I'm going to pick on her first. Cindy, I'm going to ask you to stick your hand. Don't look in my box. Nothing's going to bite you, so I guarantee. But just try to find one thing. So, no, not my towel, okay? Not my towel. Okay, so what did you pull out, Cindy?
My karate cologne.
That goes back a long ways, man. I don't know if they even make that anymore. But don't think about the high... Well, at one time of day, High Karate used to be a pretty expensive, not well-known brand, okay? But think of something in the Bible that you can think of that pertains to maybe what I'm trying to get from this. Have any idea? If not, we can pass it on to the crowd. Can anybody think of what this perfume might have or cologne have to do with anything in the Bible? Can you think of a story? That's a good one. I didn't even think about that, but that's a good one. Very good. That's the one I thought of. Mary washing Jesus' feet with... Very expensive. The Pharisees back in those times, was saying, why are you spending so much of this expensive money on perfume to wash Jesus' feet? Jesus said, let him go ahead and do it, you know, whatever. So that was, let her do it. And she washed his feet with this perfume, anointed his feet is the word I'm looking for, okay? With it, not High Karate, but it's whatever. I think it was called Spinkert, whatever Spinkert was when I looked it up in the Bible, you know, whatever. It's a perfume, and it was very, very expensive, okay? So that was the one I was thinking about. I dug that out. I don't know why I don't even use it, so I found it there at the house, and I thought that would be a good one to bring out. So, all right, Ruth, would you like to reach in my box and see what you can find in here? So,
not the towel.
Okay, what do you have? You got
this
it. You got a tough one, so.
This is a real tough one.
What is it? What do you have?
It's a nail.
A nail. Okay. So what can you think of with a nail?
The cross.
Okay. That was the one I was definitely thinking about. I don't know if it was any other stories. I don't know if they used nails to put the ark. No, they used pitch and stuff to put the ark together. I don't think they had nails back in that time, maybe. But it was driven in Christ and Jesus' hands, feet, you know, whatever. So let's see where I want to go here. So, Crystal, would you like to reach in my box? That kind of might go along with the last one. Don't look at Obey and Orioles. I didn't want to put a real heavy one in there. So what? Hammer? So I'm supposed to represent a hammer. Drive that nail in. Yeah, so that was kind of an easy one as well. So, but I don't know if it was any other uses in the Bible. I'm sure there was for carpenter, Joseph being a carpenter. Well, let's pick on this side a little bit. Okay. Jim, would you like to reach in my box? See what you can come up with. What did you get? Just a doorknob. Anybody think of anything with a story with a doorknob? That's a good one. I couldn't believe Donnie used that in his prayer this morning, actually. Remember, Donnie? I thought, wow, that's in my box this morning. Have you ever seen the picture of Jesus knocking at the door? Okay? If you look really close at that door, it does not have a knob on the outside. Okay? That knob has to come from the inside of your heart. You have to open the door, let him into your heart from the inside. So I thought, wow, that knob probably come in handy. But then it was really amazing how Donnie used that in his prayer this morning. So, knocking, right. So I had to dig out a doorknob here. Well, I actually came off one of our cupboard doors that we replaced. All of them used to have, I think that might be brass, so they used to have those type in there. So, but I'm going to have to rearrange my things here. I'm going to take this towel out because the other things are getting little, so I don't... Okay, all right, let's see. We'll go on back through here. Janet, we'll let Janet reach in my box. So. They all kind of rattle in there now, so... Okay, what do you have there, Janet? That might be hard to determine what that is, but look real close at it. Manger. Okay, what's in the manger? Okay, so what story does that go with? Nativity. Okay. The birth of Jesus, I thought, you know, whatever. And the thing is, I also thought it could be, you know, it's kind of hard to understand, see, but it could be Moses in a basket, actually. You know, we think of, we're studying in our Sunday school classes of Moses and different things we had studied, and it could be the baby in a basket as well. So, again, things I'm doing this morning is I want us to realize that no matter what day it is of the week, we don't have to think of all the things in the Bible just on Sunday, okay? We can use any kind of object that we can see to help our mind refocus, especially if we find ourselves kind of like fading away during the daytime, having a hard time concentrating, and we want to get back to Jesus again. We can take any kind of object and look at and probably associate it with pretty much anything in the Bible and make us get our focus back and attention. The big one I have a problem with is red lights. I hate red lights. Anybody else hate red lights? I think I can find 99 out of 100 red lights. And I had this story one time. I told Kim about it. I get very impatient at red lights. But she said, use that as a guide moment. That's guy trying to tell you, slow down, think of something, good time to pray. You know, whatever. Waiting for the light. Don't close your eyes, though. Don't close your eyes. So. Okay, Peggy. I got, I think, four or five more things in my box. Okay, we have a lamb or a sheep. What story can you think about with a lamb or a sheep? Denise said the parable of the lost sheep. Now, there's other ones. That was the one I was thinking about. What is the parable of the lost sheep? How many was it altogether? 100. And was he concerned about all 100 of them? Jesus? Just finding the one that was lost, right? So the one that was lost meant more to him. Well, they all meant the same to him. Don't get me wrong. The one lost sheep was the one that really he wanted to find. There was more rejoicing over that one lost sheep when it was found and technically over the other 99. That doesn't mean the other 99 didn't mean anything to Jesus. We're already in the fold if you're one of the 99. But if you're the one that's lost, then that's the one he rejoices, and all heaven rejoices the same way when that one is found. So that was my one with that. Okay, let's see. Colin, let's think I got maybe three more things in my box. You want to look, it doesn't matter. So just draw. They're all in the corner down below here. So they all went to the corner. So. And what do we have there? It looks like a candle, okay? Not worried about the Senate part, but the candle. What can we think about with a candle? The light, okay? And I had originally asked Denise if she could dig out her Go Light Your World with the candle. So, but then I got to thinking I wasn't using that message, but I was still going to use something from that one she sang. And the thing is with the candle, okay, we noticed, I guess, if you were here New Year's Eve when we lit the candles, okay? It was dark, okay? We start with one candle in the front, and as you light each candle, each one becomes a little bit brighter. And it's the same way with us knowing Jesus. The more that we light the world as Christians, hopefully it'll transpire into other people coming to know him as well. And that's just, go light your world, right, Denise? Go light your world. And then I also thought about the one in the Bible about the city on the hill, it's called, with the light, with the church or whatever, or the city that sits on the hill, and how it lights up the darkness at nighttime. Have you ever been in an airplane at nighttime, which I have been, and you fly over all the little towns? You think they're little towns. They look little from way up there, but they're big. And how you see lights here, lights there, and how at nighttime that brings it all to perspective, the light that shines from those cities and how they can be seen from up above. So had that. So I think I got maybe three more things. Let's see. We'll go back here to the back this time. And I'll ask, you can look, actually, because they're so tiny, you might have a hard time picking it. So they're in the middle, kind of like in the middle. They're tiny. So, oh, I believe you got the one. That's not, there's two of them. That's not supposed to be in. They're actually from the box. I'm sorry. Try one of these other two. Yeah, you can peek. Just take one of them. So. Can you get, okay. All right. He has, okay. He has the cross, okay. And I think that's a very easy one to know what it means as Christians. This is what our life should mean, is Jesus dying on the cross for us. And the good part about it is that it didn't end there. That was the thing. He took our place on the cross, and so that we can live with him forever. So I have actually two more things in my box, and let's see where I go here. Here, Tim, so I don't have to walk so far. You can get the next to last one out of there. Okay, he has a penny. Anybody think of anything? The lost coin? Very good. That's the one I actually came up with. I think there's some others in the Bible that go with that. But you remember the story of the lost coins? How many coins did the widow have? Do you remember? The version I looked at, it was a little more than that. A little more than that, I think. Well, it was actually, that's close. There was 10, and she lost one, okay? And this was in the parable of the lost coin, and she worked diligently because it was important to her to find that coin, okay? And it was back in the same story as the sheep. It was the same parable section in the Bible, and that was the one right after the sheep, I think. It was telling about how she rejoiced with the whole community over finding the one lost coin than all the 9 that she already had, because it was very important to her. And it was back to the point about heaven rejoices when one lost soul is found, no matter how many others are already found, when another one comes to know Christ, that is a lot of rejoicing that goes on in heaven and earth. Okay, one more thing in my box. Now, who can I get to do this in? This one might be hard to pull out, so. Need somebody. Let's, Phil, you're good at this. Here, I'm going to give you the box. You open it up, reach in, and pull out the last thing that's in there. You can look. Ah, an empty box. What? Okay. Corey got that pretty quick. So that was my last one, object lesson. It's an empty box, okay? And as we know from the story, the tomb was empty, wasn't it? So on the third day when the women went back to the tomb to see Jesus' body was still there, it was gone. So, and I guess all these other stories wouldn't mean a whole bunch if they would have found him still there when they went back. And I guess the story would almost been ended for us as Christians there, you know. So it was great that the tomb was empty, just like my box was empty. All the objects were going between there. And so we can live with him forever. It didn't stop there. He went back to heaven. And it says in the Bible he goes to prepare a place for us in John 14. And hopefully we'll all work to that point where we'll get to him. So again, this morning, I did pretty good on time too. I didn't go too far over. But hopefully you enjoy that. I know as kids, the kids used to always love object lessons, you know, whatever. And again, the thing I want to point out with, I just went through the house and pulled out first things I come to. I didn't really even think about it until I put them in the box and then tried to come up with a story. But you can do that with your kids if you have children. You can do it with yourself if you're having a bad day at work. Pull out something at work and think, wow, what can I think of from the Bible that'll help to change my day, you know, whatever. So I hope you enjoyed that. Like I said, nothing really scripture per se, but everything we did was from the Bible that we looked at this morning. We picked stories and different parables and things that he uses. So just remember, you know, whatever object it is that, you know, put your eyes and trust on him. So let's close with a word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to thee this morning thanking you for this opportunity we have to come together as a church this morning. Again, we miss Rob and Rhonda being here this morning, but we hope they're having a good time away, and we pray, Father, bring them back safely that they might be here next Sunday. We thank you for each and every individual that came out this morning, and we pray, Father, that they might receive a blessing for being here, and we pray, Father, that bring us back again when the church doors are open. So, again, Father, thank you for your many blessings, and just be with us the rest of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as we normally do when I close, that is our closing today. So we'll just kind of skip right over the last song. So, okay? So I hope you enjoyed today.